Welcome to the Cosmic Dojo. This is Steph Todd, and we have a fun one today. It's healing yourself through time and space, and we'll get some attunements, some upgrades, downloads in this beautiful journey. Thanks for joining. Here we go. So I'll start us off, as always. We're going to do a little grounding. I've been guided to do a lot more grounding from above. So I'm going to play in a little something here. See if it resonates. If it's too light, if it's not enough, go ahead and ground from below. But I'm just going to try grounding from above today. And then we'll get into our sacred space and I'll take you in. All right. Okay, so I'll have you come out your crown with the intention that we are an earth being and a cosmic being. So we're able to connect to both realms. We're asking to shift and rise above the illusion that is here on earth. And bring our heart energy with us. And if you imagine it like a tube or a tunnel of light, a beacon of light coming from your crown, this heart energy is with us. It's still connected with the earth, but it is also one we can carry with us above. And so bringing this beautiful compassion, love, and centeredness, rise above through that tube of light, asking to go into the highest dimension that is best for you, in the highest dimension in light, divine light, to meet with and connect with your highest self, your soul family, your guides, helpers, teachers. And asking to be grounded. Okay. And here, if your guides, teachers, your higher self, anyone is saying anything, or if there's feelings and knowing a vibration, our intention here is to be grounded from above. Like our divine self, looking down on our human body. And up here, we'll open up the sacred space. And here, we're calling in the elements. So the air, the fire, water, ether, matter. If you wish, you can still call in the earth. Really, a wonderful, warm gold light is shining above us. And we ask that all answers and truths, messages, any communications, be of divine light, it be for our best or better. And here, I do work a lot with Mother Mary in soul retrievals. If you're guided to connect with her, or any other ascended masters, or you can include her and other masters, any beings. And the dolphins I'm seeing come in. Oh, whew, that was quick. So all of a sudden the dolphins, it was funny. It was like a scene where we're writing, like standing up on a dolphin as it's going in and out of the surface of the water quick, almost like a water ski. We're coming in this beautiful, it's this dolphin vibration, and they shot up. So from our feet, so from the backs of the dolphins into the bottoms of our feet, I saw this really cool, it looked like a double helix, but it wasn't soft and fluid in curvature. This was more diamond shaped. It would crisscross and it had firmer lines. That was an activation, they said, working with the dolphin codes and working with that light. They anchored that into the bottoms of our feet, and it zipped all the way up our bodies and out our heads, the tops of our heads. So they just gave us a little attunement here. And so working with our soul, and all the beings, all the lifetimes, the elements, the land masses, all that we are, including the stars, the planets, the universe, animals, and all the different realms and hidden realms. Let's call in any aspects of ourselves, either fractured, whole, or complete, that wish to have a clearing and a cleansing and a healing, asking all of our ascended masters of light, our guides, beings, teachers of light, to help collect all these aspects of ourselves, they're saying two of us right now are crossing older parts of ourselves over. So you might feel that shift. So I'll call in the Mother Mary. To bring in any inner children aspects, any healing components. Any separations or fractures of ourselves, to bring in that energy and source in all aspects of us, of our soul, to come in and to please clear and cleanse those aspects, as well as anchor in the highest of divinations of light, of purity, of source, of intelligence, of knowledge, wisdom, discernment, all that is for our highest good. Anchor that into those aspects. Here we can cleanse, purify, modify, integrate, modulate. We can bring in higher sources of intelligence, higher aspects of ourselves, our highest self. We can bring in more light codes here. We can bring in more activations, bring in our intuition, our discernment, our intuit for feeling energy, sensing truth, sensing what is, bringing in our gifts, healing, psychic, and otherwise, that is for our best or better, to awaken, to attune, to connect with Source and stay connected. Here I'm feeling a little of these scalar waves coming in. There's a couple I'm seeing they're moving through some energy for you. I am seeing it on your backs. Oh, this is really cool. They're showing me it's like bark. They're pulling it off of the tree and exposing this really beautiful light, like the skin of the tree, this beautiful, this energy. It's like a hidden beauty. Like you don't have to hide anymore. You can step into your truth and your power. And so asking that those aspects be integrated into our physical bodies at the time and the pace that works best for us with these physical bodies as we are shifting in frequency. Asking that harmony, balance. And they're saying something else. I'm trying to understand. Harmony, balance. Oh, so they're asking that we bring these components into us, into those aspects of ourselves. That's how we're programming that. That's our intention. They're also showing me it's like the sun as it shines on the moon, and then we see the full moon. They're saying that we can ask to be shown different parts of ourselves, but slowly with each day, we can be shown a little something new, or if that's too much, we can slow it down. But they're saying if you can ask to be shown all parts of yourself, and it's like, it's not fast and it's not overwhelming. There's little parts of ourselves where we can shine our own sun on our shadow. And allow those things to come up or to heal. And please keep in mind, that doesn't mean your mind will always understand or know. But they're asking that if we ask for this, sometimes we'll be shifting through and we might not know why we feel what we do or where something came out of what we call that out of the blue. They're saying that it's a lot about us owning our light, because when we're capturing this full on, this beautiful full moon energy, if you will, they're showing me it morphs into the sun during the day. So we can stay full throttle, our full being selves, and at night, illuminating the night skies with this full moon energy. We don't have to hide. We are in our power. They're saying, okay, for us, wow, they're really coming in right now. For us, 2021, it's going to be a lot of we're seeing ourselves, we're seeing our potentiality, we're seeing a revelation of who we are as these beings of light. Here, experiencing Earth and what we're doing, what our shadow selves are. They're saying that's going to be a word of the past. We're moving through, they're saying consecutive lifetimes. We're moving through parallel. We're moving through a lot of different dimensions of ourselves and aspects at any one time. And so they're saying when you're focusing inward, it's about your cares and you're loving your body because it's going through so many changes. Please focus in and work on your self-loves and those cares, that bringing in that harmony, finding joy in things. They're saying we have to clear our fields a lot more throughout the day, grounding our feet. They're saying wash our feet. It's a little meditation. They're just asking that we don't literally have to do this, but they're asking that we do this in a ceremoniously or a ritualistic way of just honoring our feet and then imagining as if somebody is washing our feet, but namely the bottoms of our feet. They're clearing out that energy of the old, and they're keeping our energy. No, they're keeping our chakras clear and our feet. And that's our connection with the Earth Mother, as we're bringing in this anchored light and the divine source from above. It's coming down out through our feet, and our connection as we walk the earth leaves an imprint. The higher the vibration, the higher that is, where someone can step in our footsteps and pick up that beautiful. They're saying it's an aromatic. It smells like right now it kind of smells like it's kind of like a lilac. Yeah, it's very floral. They're saying that's your sacred scent. They're saying that's your sacred perfume. When you start picking up on these beautiful senses, these florals, that energy, what it's doing is it's your light, how you're helping, how you're healing. It's passive, but it's your power. How you can intend to anchor and hold in this divine light is through healing yourself, which helps the next person or anyone around you. They're saying, especially our children, our elders, our ancestors, we can send this all throughout time and space, sending out this beautiful, this aromatic, this beautiful, floral. It's kind of like, almost like an essential oil, but it's got more, this sounds really weird. It's got more life to it. Like as if it's the flowers on the trees themselves. That's how pure this scent is. So they're asking us, of the divine beings that we are, they're asking us to come in and acknowledge our purpose, remember who we are. They're saying that our ability to remember in these contracts, these soul contracts, how we contracted with the earth, that's a knowing, but it's also, we can't let that be our defining moment. Come in and work within. Give yourself that time, that credit, the self-care, the playfulness with things. Call in. They're saying the high dimensional divine beings are counterparts. And they're showing me like we can turn into a funnel where it's this beautiful heavenly light coming in through us, through the tops of our crowns. And it emits this beautiful light that comes out from our hearts. It's really coming out like it's almost like casting a net. And it anchors, and everywhere we go, it's like this new kind of a grid that sets on the land where we have walked, that's how we can effectively heal. But also they're saying, this is our light. That's how we can protect our space. So if we're walking into a space, they're showing me that these nets, they can help hold anything down that's not serving you, and bringing in this cleansing and this purity of your feet. If we can do this once a day, they're saying, they're asking if we can do this in the mornings before we start our walking journey here in this reality. If we ask for an intentional, please cleanse and purify my feet, that's it. You don't have to do anything else unless you want to. Okay, they're showing me the stones too for our feet would be, they're showing me lavender lepidolite. I am seeing blue apatite. And then they're saying like an Apache tear, obsidian, anything that has been a volcanic creation. These are beautiful stones that can help with this journey. And they're adding this huge crystal, this big crystal quartz heart into our hearts. And they're saying with this net, what we're casting out is this, it's this resonance, it's this pure light, but it's a circumference. So this netting, even though it's coming out, or if you kind of think of it like I don't know, almost like a water hose, but it's on that setting where it can get a 180 radius. It can water front and both sides to your peripherals. That's what I see this coming out as, and it can do that from behind as well. So it encapsulates us. It's a 360 energy that we are putting out. Okay, I see it like snowshoes. Like this is kind of like that netting, but it's like you're atop anything that is trying to come up that it's not serving. It's really being able to know your power. And with those snowshoes, what you're doing is stepping on top of these things, not to crush them, but your power and frequency is higher in vibration than said beings or the entities or the lower energies. That's the hierarchy of how energy works. We have worked on our light bodies. We have worked on our light emotions. They're saying that's what we can call shadow self. We have worked on understanding more components and aspects of us and bringing this to who we are is about being able to own our light and not be afraid of our powers, not be afraid of who we were. Please don't be afraid to face any lifetimes or things, roles that you have played before. Because that's still who you are. Please don't have judgment for that. As hard, as absolutely hard as it can be to face those parts of yourself or who you were, what you may have done to others, please know this is the healing space to come within, to heal this, to activate this, but not be afraid of it. Own it in the sense that you can give yourself a hug from that lifetime. Have Mother Mary or any other beings come in to help with this compassion. And when we understand it, we can let it go. It no longer persists. And when we're walking this journey, we're able to come in with this gratitude. It's not in judgment what we think is right. We are just staying attuned to our truth and what is right for us. There's going to be a lot of us out there on the same path, but it looks completely different, feels completely different. We're not all meant to see the same realities and dimensions. We're not all going to believe that Earth is an illusion. That this could just be a dream. Many of us have come here for many different reasons, but all that are contracted here to help is us stepping us into the light, like graduating us, bringing us to a higher understanding. And they're saying to access this is through our heart. The seat of the soul, as you call it. In your human selves, you have a way to understand, but you also have a way that's limited because there's not experience to accentuate that or to back it up or programming to pull off of. What you're asking is to see other aspects of yourself, and there's going to be more memory recall. There's going to be other things you're going to remember. You don't know why or how, but your data bank is opening and expanding and bringing you to a newer place. What this is doing is allowing you to pull off of different memories, but also not to repeat patterns. You're here to understand there are patterns, but there's free will. And blowing through these blockades, bringing that upliftment of your soul and spirit, what you call the enslaved body or the paradigm. One, yeah, Steph talked about the money systems. Yes, that is correct. We do adhere to that. We feel that that is a part of your understanding through limitation as it was needed, the necessary opposite. But what you're understanding is there's other parts to you that sometimes it's that necessary evil, as you say, because that brings in your free will. Well, if you're broke and you don't have the means to get the parts or what you need, you're going to resource. You're going to find other ways. You're going to open up to all that is and allow us to help you. allow us to help you create, to problem solve. So up here where we say we are, we're not up here. We're in you. We are in you. This is God. This is Creator. This is Source. This is still a part of you. You are us. We are you. And so abundance, things you want to manifest, you don't have to manifest. Things already are. They already exist. So it's understanding that you want to bridge the gap coming between you and what that thing or that experience is. You just tap into it. That's how quickly you're shifting. That's how quickly things are coming in. The human mind needs the map. It needs the way to go from A to B. When you go within, there is no A or B. It just is. And understand that you have that power. That is your strength. And even when you're working on these aspects of yourself and these frequencies and this healing of the self and the soul, that's also evolutionary. The steps to take into what is next, into what is the next step, is your understanding of what can be in that context, in that paradigm. Knowing your truth is just that intention, using your words to say, then it is, that is powerful. That is the instant manifesting. They're saying it's not about trusting. That's an action step. There is no action in manifesting. It already is. For a lot of you, you would call it believing. You can go that route. But calling in the ethers, calling in the Akash, all this beautiful, these record keepers, this experience, past, life, present, all the things that you're working with is monumental for your soul. What you do with it, what your takeaways are, that's the human experience. That's the secondary reaction to your knowing. So we are the Lumerians. We bring forth all this crystal, the knowledge, the wisdom, the activation. We see the crystal lights within you. You look like glitter to us. Some of you have different colors. Some of you have different vibrations, but it's glittery for us. Some have a lot. Some have a little. All these aspects of you, you do come from the earth. You do come from the cosmos. You do come from every which part. Connecting to yourself, that's the ether. That is the matter. That is the elements. Okay. We'll bring you back down to where you left off. Mother Mary was helping. You were bringing in these aspects, healing these parts of yourselves. We are always here with you. You can call on us at any time. There's also a remembering when you work with us. And through that, the dolphin energies and the codes that came up through your feet, that's an activation, but that's also what it is really, is the transmitters. It's a two-way communication. You speak with us, we speak with you. We hear you and your thoughts and your cries and your pleas. You took a big journey, a leap of faith. You came into the earth knowing it was hard. Some of you didn't realize how hard until you got here and saw where the earth was. She needs our help, and we come from the earth, but we also come from within you. As we choose, some of us choose to be anchored here and to help. We can imagine right now the Earth's heart chakra. Let's connect our hearts with that of the Earth chakra's hearts, adding a massive crystal quartz, heart-shaped crystal into the heart of the earth with permission. If she accepts, yes, she does. With this heart, we've encoded the knowing, we've encoded the beautiful. It's not just the codes, it's the frequencies, it's the lifetimes, it's the knowingness. It's like feeling you walk on marshmallows. It's bringing in a comfort, a soft landing while you're awakening, while you're feeling this higher vibration and frequency in this tethered cord from your heart to the earth's heart. It's allowing you more freedom, more ways to be, and to know that the impossible is always possible. Each of us have a beautiful crystal being with us in the shape of an animal. Any animal that comes to you right here, right now, in this second, please call them in. The first one you think of. If this resonates, ask them to be at your side, to be here with you. At any point where you need them. And just like us, they can get very small, they can get very large in size. They are limited only by our thoughts. They can prove and show so much more that we know and understand of them. And this animal, if they have a name or a color, a vibration, they're saying, some of you, this animal is familiar to you. You've journeyed many a time together. And I'm being drawn to call in a healing for the animal's highest self, any fractured selves, any aspects that need a healing or a clearing. And they're saying going through the heart of the earth and all the beautiful rays. You like to use that green, that nature green. Let's call on that if you wish to match the frequency of nature and animals. But also any galactic animals and their starseed origins, all the beings that they have been, the ethers, the humans, the planets, any aspects of them in any of those journeys, we ask that they be healed through a clearing and a cleansing with permission. And now the beautiful bond of the animals and ourselves. They're saying this is a sacred crystal activation through your soul's crystals. They're showing us we each have our own soul crystal and what that looks like to you. Is also the same what your animal has. And like two halves of a heart, combine those crystals together to make one. And that is your connection, that is your bond with your animal. And through that heart crystal in the middle of the earth, she's permeating. It's like a beautiful disco ball. The inside, it's cascading out these beautiful rays of light from every single part of her, every part of the earth, the matter, the oceans, the wind, every aspect of the land, the rocks, the stones that are here. We're intending for a massive clearing of all that comprises earth, all the matter. And they're saying the collective consciousness is here as well. So with permission, asking any and all aspects and parts of the earth that make up earth and her experience as a planet, as well as our experience living on earth, that we heal, harmonize, bring in balance, restore truth. We drop the illusions. Even the spirits, the souls, the imprints, the time capsules, things that have a hard time moving on, shifting, things that are held down, held back on the land, in the waters, in the air. Any part that needs shifting, that needs light to come in, to free, to open up, expand, to release, let go. Asking that anything wishing to accept this light, this releasing, this healing be included. All of a sudden, I see my dragon here, and she's breathing out this beautiful violet flame, and it's like Earth is in... It's daytime. It's like outer space, but I'm seeing a daytime sky, and the earth is small. And it's kind of, it's just floating above these flames, and these flames are coming through and around the earth to really cleanse, heal, and purify. They're saying to resurrect, to bring out said intentions for healing, purposes to bring truth, boiling things to a surface is what they're saying. And like the slag in metalwork, or that the combination of the impurities that collect at the top, we're wiping that away to the purest form of energy that we are, what we are emanating, what we are being, because that's who we are. Aligning our truths with our highest self, with intention. Through accepting the invitation to be, to help break away the human aspects, anything that's limiting or that's conditional. We're asking this expansion to also show us validation as we may need in our journey for trusting, for walking the paths we have felt we've not been before. And the healing, the intentions, anything you ask for, they're saying it is done. And what we can do now is come back down. And I feel like I'm floating like a feather. I'm kind of dancing in the air a little bit, but I'm feeling myself come down through my crown. For me, I'm going to go ahead and anchor into my heart. So those beautiful feathers coming down ever so gently. In my head, I don't know about you guys, I feel so expanded. It's a little bit much for me. I am going to turn that dial down, that if that's where things are going, if that's my connection to source, I ask that it not be overwhelming. Oh, okay. So they're saying it's just a pure direct, like you're in the room of it. And sometimes when the music is too loud, you have to step outside. It's still going on, but we're still a part of it. We just don't have to be in it to connect to it. So they're saying you can put this in a balloon where the string is always attached. So kind of like opening up that balloon would be stepping in that door again to its space again. They're saying come back here to channel this and channel the Lemurians to receive messages, to play if you want. See what you can do with it. Ask questions where it can take you. You're always connected, but you don't have to feel overwhelmed in order to channel. Okay. And they're showing me before we fully close up, let's intend that we're washing the bottoms of our feet with these purified waters, the oceanic healing, the salts. I'm smelling that lilac, that floral scent. The intention to purify, cleanse. And for me, why would I want to stop at my feet? I'm like, let's just do the whole humanness. Let's just do the whole thing. So I am going to bring up that it washes the bottoms of my feet, but then also my whole entire being, myself. And it's really beautiful. This is so cool. It's like this aqua, this very, very faint teal, the Caribbean waters. That's at the bottoms of my feet. And then as it comes up, it actually turns into this beautiful, it's like a lavender. It's kind of purple, a little bit pink. It's just this soft, gentle purple. And it's clear. I can see through it. It's a very beautiful, purifying light that is around and within. I'm like, this is my elixir. This feels so good. Let's just journey through each chakra. Why not? We're here. Just clean me out. So if you're guided to, bring it into your chakras. It sounds funny, but breathing in something, you can put lungs in your chakras. Give it some lips. I don't know, that'd be funny, like imagining colorful lips at each of our chakras, as if it's a mouth, as if it's really breathing in and enjoying this light, this expansion of energy as it cleanses and purifies. So bringing us back down. Thanking all the spirits, all the beautiful healers, helpers, star beings, ascended masters, teachers, our higher selves, our vibe tribe, every part of any parts of our lives where spirit has helped us and creator. Sending gratitude out, as well as sending gratitude to ourselves for showing up, for doing the things, for being open, open-minded, open-hearted. Coming back into our bodies, thinking the ethers, all the elements. Down here on Earth, I am called to thank the cardinal directions. Thanking divine truth for what it is. I love divine truth. I am so grateful for divine truth and what that is. If there's anything else you wish to share gratitude with, bringing it back down. Anchoring all that is, if you wish, in your heart or in a different place on you.